Masechet Betzah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Tet. In the last Mishnah, we mentioned the pepper grinder, which, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, is allowed to be used to crush peppercorns on Yom Tov, but the Hachamim disagreed with. When it comes to any law of Tum'ah, an item cannot become Tameh unless it's a complete utensil of some sort. So we'll apply that to the pepper grinder. Mishnah says, Harehayim shel pilpilin teme'ah mishum shelosha kelim. The pepper grinder can become tameh even when it's not assembled altogether into the one unit, but there are three different components to the pepper grinder. Each one of them is still considered its own independent utensil and therefore can become tameh on their own. And we'll go through all three. Number one, mishum keli kibul. The bottom part of the pepper grinder is where the crushed grounds of pepper eventually fall into, and they're a receptacle for those for the ground up pepper. And it's wooden over here as well. Wood can only become tameh if it has a kli kibul, if it can receive and hold some things, if it has like a bowl with it. So therefore, the pepper grinder, the bottom wooden part, which accepts the ground up pepper, could become tameh, because even though it's wood, because it has a kli kibul. That's number one. Number two, umishum keli matakot. The top part, which is the part that's on top, that you use in order to push downwards and it pounds the pepper and it crushes it, that also could become tameh simply because it is a metal utensil. A metal utensil does not need to whatsoever have a kli kibul, a receptacle, in order to become tameh. So therefore, that on its own is a utensil and can become tameh. And then number three, umishum keli kevara, the middle part, which is a mesh piece that sifts the ground pepper, allowing the powder part of it to fall through into that kli kibul on the bottom, into that container on the bottom. The sifter here can also become tameh because at the end of the day, it's a sieve. A sieve, which is a piece that, again, the fine powder falls through, could become tameh on a derabanan level, because a mesh item looks like a woven item, like woven material. And woven material is on a biblical level able to become tameh. So therefore, Hachamim made a gezerah as well on this sieve, on this sifter part of the grinder, and said on a derabanan level, it could become tameh. Masechet Betzah, Perek Bet, Mishnah Yod. This Mishnah is going to talk about a wagon of a child, a toy wagon, which he sits in terms of its tum'ah status, its mukseh status, and also dragging the wagon on Shabbat. Mishnah says, Agala shel katan teme'ah midras. The wagon of a child could contract tum'ah on a tum'at midras level. What this is talking about is that generally, if something is an avha tum'ah, that means it's a primary source of tum'ah. When something else touches it, that becomes a rishon la tum'ah. That becomes a one level removed of tum'ah status. That's how it always works, besides for when we're talking about tum'at midras. Midras is when something's weight is supported by an item. The tum'ah status then transfers from whatever is being supported onto what's supporting it. And it stays the same. It stays on the same level. But that only works when something's intention is to provide support. So in this situation, the toy car that we're talking about, it's meant to support the child. The child goes and rides inside of it. Therefore, according to what the Mishnah is telling us, that is bound by the Tum'at Midras law. And therefore, if the child was an Avha Tum'ah, then it also continues when he sits in this wagon. The wagon also becomes an Avla Tum'ah. Number two, Venitelet Beshabbat. Also, the toy wagon is allowed to be moved on Shabbat. In other words, it's not mukseh because it's a utensil, it's a keli. And number three, ve'ena nigreret ela al gabe kelim, and it's also not allowed to be dragged on Shabbat, except if it's being dragged over kelim, which are clothes, which means that the wagon is not touching the ground directly. If it was touching the ground directly, it is possibly going to make a hole, a groove in the earth, and that groove is now a problem of horesh, of plowing on Shabbat. So according to this, it's a possibility, davar she'eno mitkaven. That means it's a possible that it'll happen, and therefore it is problematic. This is according to the Bi Yehuda. Even though we're going to quote Rabbi Yehuda again now, we're going to say there's two opinions on what Rabbi Yehuda said. But we do say we don't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So this Mishnah is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. We hold like Rabbi Shimon that a davar she'eno mitkaven is mutar. It's not prohibited to do something that may result in something that is not allowed. So let's continue and we'll explain one more time at the end. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues on Tanakama. When we say kol hakelim en negrarin chutz min ha'agala mipenei shehi koveshet, Rabbi Yehuda says, this is another version of Rabbi Yehuda, as we said, Tana Kama with Rabbi Yehuda as well, that all utensils like chairs or tables are not allowed to be dragged on Shabbat on the earth, on the ground, if they have no clothes beneath it, because they possibly will make grooves in the ground, besides for chutz min ha'agala, besides for the child's wagon. Mipeneh she'i koveshet, because when it comes to the child's wagon, it doesn't make grooves in the earth, but it rolls over it and presses it down. Therefore, it is permitted, because it doesn't actually uproot the dirt. So as we said, all of this is according to the Rabbi Yehuda. But we hold, as the Bartenura points out, Hilcheta, Ifsikah Hilcheta, Ki Rabbi Shimon, Halakha has been decided like Rabbi Shimon, De'amar, who said, Gorer Adam Mita Kise Vesafsal, a person is allowed to drag a bed, a chair, or a bench, Ubilvad Shilo Yitkaven La'asot Harit, as long as he has no intention to make a furrow or to make a groove in the ground, Davar She'eno Mitkaven is Mutar.